let's go. Let's go.
What is up, all my fellas, and welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard All My Fellas by Frizg, F-R-I-Z-K. I love that song. It's just so fun and light. And that is basically the theme of today's show. It's just fun and light, moving and grooving. This weekend, I had a test, and I had it this morning, or this weekend, I was studying for a test, excuse me, and I had it this morning, so I'm feeling some chill, fun vibes today. I hope you are all doing well. I haven't been in the studio for a little bit, wasn't able to come in on my last show. I had a big project due, rats, so I had to finish it. I am back and excited to play some music for you all. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm doing just dandy. It is the beginning of the last full week of October, which means next Wednesday is November, which is super fun. But real quick, I got a new song for you guys. Start a Fight by Joey Valence and Bray. So here it is. Enjoy.
Start a fight. fight. That's good.
Y'all niggas got me hot.
That was Come Down by Anderson .Paak. Such a fun song. I just love that song. It's super fun. Namely, I know my girlfriend also enjoys that song, so shout out to her. She loves Anderson .Paak and she loves that song. But going back to Start a Fight, Joey Valance and Bray, they released their first full album in September called Punk Tactics. Highly recommend it if you haven't heard it. I recently just got into their stuff because of that album and started listening to more of their singles and, of course, this entire album. And it is really good. It's a nice hip hop, rap, a little bit of punk, but they are huge, like, geeks and nerds. So they trickle in little references into their songs. So it's just really, really fun. And I love their sound, and they're great. And they're actually coming to Middle East in Cambridge in January. So I'm excited for that. And yeah, their music is really cool, so I recommend them. And definitely check them out, because they have a really, really nice sound. And their music's really fun to listen to. And according to my girlfriend, it's really fun to drive to as well. Next up... let me preface this. I did play this already last show, but it was only a little bit of the song and it was at the very end, more as like a transition song, but I wanted to play it again because I really enjoy it. It's a good song, in itself, and it's a little earworm. It gets stuck in my ear. This is Agora Hills by Doja Cat from her new album, Scarlet. So yeah, enjoy.
You hang up.
Something different about you. Love it when he hit and it smacked you. Baby, let me lick on your tattoos. That's true that I like PDA. Take it to a city place. Suck a little dick in the bathroom. Who that man with the big strong hands on her ass in the club with the past? Baby, that's you. Front seat chilling with the window down. I'd be 10 toes down on the dash getting fast food. Hope you can handle the heat. Put your name in the streets. Get used to my fans looking at you. Fuck what they heard. I don't fuck with them birds. I'm a mean kitty. Don't get stabbed with the rats too. Boys be mad that I don't fuck incels. Girls hate too. Gun to the pigtail. I love you. I want a big chill. Boy, don't trip. I'll split a big bill. Take you around the world. They don't have to understand. Rub it in their face. Put a rock on her hand.
Baby, can you call me back? I miss you. It's so lonely in my mansion.
Kissing and hope they cut us. Whether they like it or not. I wanna show you off. I wanna show you off. I wanna brag about it. I wanna tie the knot. I wanna show you off. Love is pain, but I need this shit. We fuck too good when the bean kicks in. Like Fortnite, I'ma need your skin. Don't give a fuck with the penis bin. Boy, you're the one, you're the only man. Me and you are my only fans. Holy cow, you're the holy trend. Hold me down when I hold me dick. Be my security, it's your therapy. With you, I ain't holding shit back. When I need my space, you give that. When he broke my heart, you fixed that. With a long walk on the beach. Love it when they Hong Kong on the street. When they see us zoom right in the Jeep. We a whole damn joint, we a energy. Baby, we could just ride on our enemies. They all wanna know how you get to me. Let them feel how they feel, let me feel the stings. Cause this type of love, the epitome. Said,
baby, you're literally capping to me right now. Like, why are you capping? Are you just cap so hard? It's,
kissing and hope it cut us. Whether they like or not. I wanna show you up.
Show you.
That was the Beastie Boys and What You Want from their 1992 album, Check Yo Head. I do enjoy the Beastie Boys. I think they're pretty funky, pretty silly, pretty goofy, and I like their sound. And they're definitely, like, if we're comparing artists that I've played so far this evening, the Beastie Boys, I feel like they inspired Joey Valance and Bray, some of their music. Like, it is very Beastie Boys-y. So there's definitely some correlation there. But, I mean, I love the Beastie Boys. That song is just so fun. And we have a good time with them. I'm trying to think of some fun facts or something. Oh my goodness. We'll probably talk about this more later in the show. But a feat of history is occurring this weekend that I am very excited. Specifically this Thursday, October 26th. So let's travel back to the year 2015, right? Nick is a little sixth grader with an iPad, and he's on the bus to a cross-country meet. I'm setting the scene for you. Now, Nick sits on the bus, little Nick, sits on the bus next to a friend, and his friend is playing this game on his iPad. And little Nick looks over and goes, OMG, what are you playing? And this boy goes, oh my God, it's this new game. It came out last week. It's called, ready for this, Five Nights at Freddy's. And little Nick goes, no way. I gotta get that game for myself. And then he gets it on his little iPad. And then he plays it. And he gets jump scared by silly, goofy animatronics. Fast forward to now, and the Five Nights at Freddy's movie after, what? I'm doing the math in my head. 8 years of development is finally coming out. That movie was greenlit like a few months after the first game came out. It's gone through so many writers, so many directors, but it's coming out this week, and I am so excited. If you don't know anything about Five Nights at Freddy's, you should get into it. It's a very weird thing that I am into, but I'm very proud of it. I love FNAF. Definitely watch MatPat on YouTube at Game Theory. Check him out. Good times. But yeah, that is a movie that I'm looking forward to, because I also love to talk about movies. That is a movie that I'm looking forward to this week. Nice little spooky dookie horror before Halloween, to introduce Halloween weekend. So I'm really excited for that, and I think it's going to be a really good time. I know it's being, it was produced by Blumhouse, and Jason Blum, in an interview with Seth Meyers, literally said that the movie was made for the existing fans as fan service, and it's not meant to be something that's going to expand the audience. It's made for the fans. So that's very exciting. I'm not going to get too much into it because I will yap about it. But it's good, and I'm excited. And now, here we go, the most exciting part of the show, the PSA. Yay. Okay. Today's PSA is about pedestrian safety. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. This was a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford. Yay. Good stuff. Also, recently, not affiliated directly, but just a fun fact for you to know, in Massachusetts, The fine for jaywalking is only $1. Do with that information what you will, but it's an interesting thing to know. Now, getting back to the music, show favorite, top band of mine, Gorillaz, from their new album, Cracker Island. This was played on the show last semester when we played through the album when it came out. Here is a fun little softy, good vibey tune. This is Tarantula.
Yeah.
That was The Weeknd by Michael Gray. Such a bop. That song's, oh my goodness, that song's almost 20 years old. Are you for real? I didn't know that. I thought that came out in the early 2010s. Oh my goodness. Well, that's my bad. Great song. Such a vibe. The music video, if you haven't seen it, check it out. It's a woman dancing around a copier. It's fun. It's a good time. Oh my goodness. What was I even going to say? I don't remember. I guess I'll talk about FNAF again while I try to think of what I was saying. But yeah, the movie comes out this week. Very excited. It's perfect for Halloween. Some fun facts about the FNAF movie. The Jim Henson Creature Shop, a.k.a. the people who created The Muppets, Sesame Street characters, Fraggle Rock, they created, based off of the original character models from the first game, created physical recreations of the animatronics. And this is the kicker. And if you're a FNAF fan, you'll understand why this is funny. The puppets can be worn by actors and acted in and can be mounted onto skeletal animatronic structures that can be manipulated via remote control. So yeah, they're basically Springlock animatronics IRL, which is pretty funky, pretty fresh. The movie has Josh Hutcherson in it, and Matthew Lillard, a.k.a. Shaggy from the live-action Scooby-Doo movies, and then Josh Hutcherson, of course, is PETA in The Hunger Games. I feel like those are the two big actors that they're trying to sell the project with. I mean, they're already sold for FNAF fans. But, Matthew Lillard, I know, has been very excited about this movie. I think they're also all signed to a 3-movie deal. So, FNAF movie trilogy, ? Maybe. Based on the trailers and what in the story I think they're going to tell, it makes sense that they're going to be doing 3 movies. Because if Matthew Lillard is playing who I think he's playing, he undergoes a very big change in his character, like physical change, that would be important to cover over more than one movie. But it looks fun. It looks like a good time. And I'm very excited. And you should definitely go check it out if you haven't. And also, in case you were wondering, I never found my train of thought from before. So we just full ran with the continuation of FNAF speak. But I hope you're all excited for Halloween. I know Halloween is a little more than a week away. A week and half an hour. So I hope you are all putting your costumes together, excited, maybe you have party plans with friends, maybe you're going to another school to hang out with friends over there. It's super fun. Halloween is just such a fun holiday for me because you get to just dress up and hang out with your friends and it's always really fun. I love like Halloween movies. I love Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus. And you know what movie I just thought about? The live action Casper the Friendly Ghost movie with a teenage Christina Ricci. Yeah, I forgot about that. While we're on it, fun fact on the fly, did you know that Dan Aykroyd made a cameo as his character from the Ghostbusters in the live action Casper movie? The Ghostbusters are called to exterminate the ghosts, and he's like, nah, I'm good, and then he runs away. Yeah, so that's fun. Into the next song, I will preface it by saying, last show, I played the theme song from Malcolm in the Middle. To update on that, I am now on the last season with only a handful of episodes left. Very excited to finish it after I will be transitioning. This is a full 180. I will be transitioning to watching the original X-Men animated series TV show. All the episodes are on Disney Plus. I watched a bit of it when I was little, but I want to rewatch it because I just love the X-Men, and the show is so good. And Spider-Man the animated series and Spectacular Spider-Man, all the Marvel animated shows from like the late 90s into the early 2000s were so good. But going back to this, the next song was featured on an episode of Malcolm in the Middle, and that's actually how I heard it. It's such a bop. I don't remember the exact actors that were in the episode, but all I remember is it was from an episode where the family goes to a cookout for Hal's job, and Hal is mistaken by his new boss as the new boss's boss instead of a subordinate, and he keeps the charade up for the entire cookout. And Lois is befriended by this chatty, chatty woman who's complaining about her divorce problems. And at the end of the episode, Lois yells at her and goes, "No one cares about your stinking divorce. You're loud and annoying, and I don't like that you're around me." And then they trip, they fall, and they wrestle in the mud and chase each other around the cooking ground, or the just like the park grounds. So while you have that image in your mind, that scene in your mind, please enjoy "Do Your Thing" by Basement Jacks. Thank you. So this is Diamonds and Roses by Vapor God. It's a song that I've been hearing a lot on TikTok recently. There's this dance group that really enjoys dancing to this song, so it's been stuck in my head. It's a really good time, and they just have a lot of fun when they do it, so I have a lot of fun watching them do it. And yeah, I've recently been getting a lot of dance TikToks, but it's just this crew of people, and I think they're in either New York or New Jersey, and they'll just meet up and just film a bunch of videos of them dancing and then just dip and not talk to each other for a while. which is just super funny to me. But the OG crew, when we're talking about crews, is one Cody Ko and Noel Miller, and you put them together and you get TMG. What does it stand for, you might ask? It stands for Tiny Meat Gang. And recently, if you don't watch them on YouTube, they have a podcast. But they also just do fun things. Like recently, Cody and Noel have really gotten into escape rooms, and Noel is really good at them. So, yeah, if you want to see people completely destroy escape rooms and like do them so well, check out them on YouTube. But circa COVID era, actually this is pre-COVID era, I remember this was all over TikTok, but I remember the day it came out, it popped up on my YouTube, and I was like, bro, gotta listen to this. And then you just heard this iconic sound, and just, it was over.
We ain't good, yeah. I'm a fat man, feed it chewing drugs like Pac-Man, TMG, on your walk, man, ooh. You ain't fucking with it, you can take a walk, man, take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk, take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take yeah. A walk, ay. Shorty jumping in the front row, I put a face on my wood like a totem pole, goddamn. My lid's low from the blunt smoke, shit. R&B holding blue notes, boy, you only busting down with a fucking bus pass. Smacking your girlie's box, she a camel pack. Touching the end zone and we go running back. Fingers all over my quarter pounder and she loving that.
Hi, babe, we just made a song and I'm rapping about other girls. And I was just wondering if, yeah, I know, it's just, it's a, I, yeah, it's okay. All right, cool, guys, print it, it's good. She said it's all right.
We ain't good, yeah. I'm a fat man. Feed it chewing drugs like Pac-Man. TMG, on your walk, man. You ain't fucking with it, you can take a walk, man.
Take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk. Take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk.
Take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk. Take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk.
I'm in Topanga like I'm Corianne. Drunk switching lanes like I'm sorry, man. Stole your bitch, was a breeze, she a super fan. She a hoe, cause she fucking with my farmer's tan. Run your mouth, boy, you can take a hike. Take a hike. Gloves off, bitch, I'm feeling impolite. I got this chick and she like to cook me dinner. Might bust down her ring finger.
Hey, babe, so I'm making a song right now and I am rapping about other girls, but I ended it by saying I was gonna propose to you. Is that cool? It is? Oh, yes!
We ain't good. Yeah. I'm a fat man. Faded chewing drugs like Pac-Man. TMG, on your walk, man. Ooh. You ain't fucking with it, you can take a walk, man.
Take a walk, ay. Take a walk. Yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk. Take a walk, ay. Take a walk. Yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk.
Take a walk, ay. Take a walk. Yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk. Take a walk, ay. Take a walk, yeah. You don't wanna push my buttons, take a walk, nah.
What a good song. I mean, I enjoy it. The funniest thing with that song is there is a verse where Cody says that he has a chick that's trying to cook him dinner and he might bust down her ring finger. He's talking about his, at the time, girlfriend, Kelsey Krappel, who, since then, in the past year also, they have gotten married and are expecting a child. And this was, I correct myself from what I said before, this was about this time of year in 2019. So it was like late October, November 2019 when this song came out. Oh my gosh, sorry, the chair is squeaking. I hope you don't hear it. It's like wobbling, I'm about to fall out. But yeah, and Cody recently, to plug one of his new songs, Cody recently released a song with just himself. I don't remember the name. I think it's Bop It. I think it's Bop It, like the game Bop It. And it's pretty good. I would check it out, give it a listen. The video's funny, because he gets a handful of creators that he's met through the TMG podcast, and they all got together and filmed the video, and you can tell when people are having a fun time, like creating content with each other, and that's always just fun to see. And obviously, like, good for him getting married, and I mean, he's expecting a kid, so he's gonna be a dad, which is wild, because I remember when he was on Vine, that was Vine stopped 7 years ago, so it was more than 7 years, but it's crazy that he was just a kid. If you like Cody Ko, he was just a little frictionless guy, and now he's like about to have a family, which is crazy. But I got one more song for you guys for the evening, and I mean, we've kind of been hyping up to this, but this is a song that was written years ago, namely 8 years ago, and was most recently performed at the premiere, like the press premiere of, can you guess? I'll just tell you, the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. This is The Living Tombstone performing their hit single, Five Nights at Freddy's. So that's all for today. If you liked what you heard on the show, Radio Libre 2.0's complete chronological music catalog can be found on Apple Music. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and this has been Radio Libre 2.0, wishing you a great Tuesday.